For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. You can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. Now, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, so please take a look especially at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on homeopathic remedies for spring, a perfect topic for this time of year. Now, our topic today is going to be advanced cardiovascular lipid testing, and our guest today is Jan Troop. He's a PhD whose expertise is in the development of new lipid and cardiovascular and analytical technology. So we will talk about that. We'll go into cardiovascular issues and touch on omega-3 if we have time. Now, what I wanted to start with today is a little bit of information about autism. It is Autism Month, and my co-author, Pam Compart, and I have just put out a new book called The ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. It's the cutting-edge biomedical approach to treating the underlying deficiencies and symptoms of ADHD and autism. So let me tell you what's in the book. I'm going to go over the contents. We treated this like a journey. And what we're saying to people is that the journey of providing supplementation to treat the symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, also ADHD, and autism may seem like driving through the country on roads devoid of signs and with no available guidebook, map, GPS, or directions. All you know is where you are. You do not know where you're supposed to be going or how to get there. So Pam and I are saying, let us be your tour guide and take this journey together. So we have set it up with that idea. So the first chapter is the journey begins, getting started and supplementing safely. It covers Nutrition 101, which is terminology, principles, recommendations, and supplementation. And then we go right into the quick start, the six supplements with the biggest benefits and the fewest side effects. And then we go to the fuel stop, the quick start diet, a healthy organic diet, and we cover that. Chapter two is the big chapter. We call it moving forward supplementation based on specific signs and symptoms. So these are some of the areas we cover. Allergies, anger, aggression, and or self-injurious behavior, anxiety, perseverations, obsessive compulsive symptoms, and repetitive behaviors. Attention and focus problems, communication and language delays, constipation and the opposite, diarrhea, eye contact and vision problems. We also cover fatigue, poor endurance, and low muscle tone. We cover hyperactivity, mood issues, and pica, which is the consumption of non-food substances. We deal with picky eating. It's a very important topic. And very common in autism, not as common in ADHD, but certainly present. We talk about sensory sensitivities, about silly behavior and inappropriate giggling and laughing, skin problems such as eczema, dry skin and rashes, sleep difficulties. And those sleep difficulties impact not just on the children, but on the entire family. And the final area is yeast overgrowth. So once we cover those, We then take you a little deeper. So the first part is really giving you the information that you need. These signs and symptoms, how do you treat them? How do you do it safely? What kind of supplement? How to introduce it? Which form to use? So we give a lot of information. But chapter 3 is about getting to know the landscape, the primary systems, mechanisms, and epigenetics. And we call this negotiating through the territory, the four primary systems that are involved. Autism is not one disorder. Sometimes we use the term autisms. So the four primary systems that can be involved include the gastrointestinal system, energy metabolism and mitochondria, the immune system, and the neurologic system. Most people view autism as a brain disorder. It is a full body disorder. Then we go into barriers and bottlenecks, the four primary mechanisms, and we deal with methylation, sulfation, oxidation, and inflammation. This is very interesting, and we give you the science, but we also try to make it easy to understand because this book is designed for families, for parents, and for professionals. And then the last part of chapter 3 is stop signs and green lights, epigenetics, how environment affects genes. And what that means is that autism, ADHD, and all conditions are basically environmental modification of gene expression. It is what you come into the world with and what happens to it. So environmental modification is everything that happens to you inside, outside, your lifestyle, food, water, every kind of stressor, where you live, who you live with, what you do, etc. So the stop signs and green lights really describe that gene expression changes based on what we do or don't do. So we have the power to modify predispositions in genes to go in a positive, healthy manner rather than a negative manner. And that's what gene expression and epigenetics is. In chapter 4, we cover tuning the engine, nutrients and their impact on impaired systems and out-of-sync mechanisms. So we cover the vitamins and the minerals, some amino acids, and then we cover other nutrient cofactors such as carnitine, coenzyme Q10, essential omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, and digestive enzymes. Then chapter 5 is called Avoiding Traffic Accidents and Traffic Jams, Toxic Metals and Nutrient Medication Herb-Food Interactions. So these are the problems that can occur along the way. And we do cover the toxic metals and look at the most obvious, the most common medication-nutrient-herb interactions that we're going to see. And chapter 6 is The Right Fuel, an overview of special diets. So in the very first chapter, we're talking about an organic healthy diet as being the core diet for all conditions, including ADHD and autism. But then in chapter 6, we're talking about special diets. And those diets are based upon the individual's unique biochemistry and their interactions with foods and food components. We talk about the gluten-free, casein-free, soy-free diet, the low-phenol salicylate, also known as the Feingold diet, the specific carbohydrate diet, and what they call gut and psychology syndrome, the GAPS diet, also the anti-yeast, anti-candida diet, and the body ecology diet, which are very similar, and the low oxalate diet. And what we give is an overview. We would need an entire book to cover these diets thoroughly, and we did put out our first book, which is the Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, The Ultimate Guide to the Gluten-Free, Casein-Free Diet. So we do refer people to that and many other resources. We provide a lot of references by chapter, and I think you'll find this helpful. It is a handbook. We have tabs in it so that you can quickly find what you're looking for. So let me give you an introduction, and I think what most people are interested in and most people ask us about is, Okay, what do we do first? What do we do first? Well, Nutrition 101 is first, understanding safety in supplements, how to supplement, start low and go slow. Natural, synthetic, and artificial nutrient forms, what's the difference in those? Elemental versus nutrient compounds. And nutrient absorption, this is really important, and this is why it's so safe to supplement, that the more deficient a person is, the higher the absorption is, as long as the gut is working well. When the gut's not working well, then we're going to absorb poorly. But in any case, as we get better in our stores, in the tissue stores and the functions of nutrients, the body's going to absorb less. So let's go on and talk about what we do. The quick start, the six supplements with the biggest benefits and fewest side effects. So there's no absolute right answer as to how you do this, but this is what Pam Compart and I came up with, and we've got years of clinical experience at this. So if your child is already on a healthy diet and or a special diet and not on supplements, then continue while you begin adding supplements. If your child is already on supplements but not any type of healthy or special diet, expand the supplements as you improve the diet. And if you have not attempted any diets or supplements, begin with the supplements as you improve the diet quality, and base it on advice in the second section of our chapter. So our experience is that when children begin supplementing, there can be improvements in behavior, cooperation, sensory issues, and cognitions, all of which make it easier to facilitate change and expand the diet, including moving to a core organic healthy diet, and if needed, one or more of the special diets. So we give you guidelines, but these are flexible guidelines. They're not hard and fast rules. So the supplements we think are important: magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, essential omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, and the last, a multiple vitamin mineral supplement. Now, why is magnesium first? Well, number one, it affects over, we now know, more than 450 biochemical interactions in the body, and it's about 75% of enzyme functions. It's critical to neurotransmitter function, to core energy metabolism, hormone metabolism, protein synthesis, cell membrane function, blood pressure regulation, calcium metabolism, muscle function, bowel function, and memory. So I call it the M words: mood, mind, memory, menstrual, myocardium, muscles, metabolism, and bowel movements. So magnesium is pretty broad. And magnesium has a calming effect on the nervous system. And when magnesium is deficient, you're going to see these kinds of presentations, one or more. The ADHD symptoms, including hyperactivity, inattention, impulsivity. You can see mood dysregulation, including depression, cognitive problems, anxiety, fears, and phobias, emotional overreactions, overreacting to situations, irritability, aggression, poor self-regulation, muscle spasms, certainly insomnia and sleep disruption, nightmares, night terrors, memory loss, excessive sighing, sound or light sensitivity, constipation, and neuromuscular excitability, easy startle, brisk reflexes, and even seizures. Then we move on to vitamin D because it is so important in developmental issues. It is now considered as important as folic acid in pregnancy for fetal development. So vitamin D affects immunity. It affects development, language, cognition, growth, mood. We move on to zinc, and zinc affects over 300 enzymes in the body that are zinc dependent. It's important for brain development, gene expression, we talked about that epigenetics early on, amino acid metabolism, toxic metal metabolism, epithelial integrity, that's the mucosal tissues in the skin, growth and development, muscle tone, glucose control, it's part of insulin, digestion, methylation, vision, auditory processing, language processing, and sensory processing. And zinc, as I said, is part of the insulin molecule. It's also necessary for vitamin A transport and availability. And it is a very common deficiency in children with autism. It is also not uncommon in ADHD. The omega-3 fatty acids are critical for brain development and structure and function. They also are very important in general development, in vision, and play a role in eye contact, very important in autism. They're also anti-inflammatory. DHA is more important in brain issues, EPA more important in skin immunity development, and also anti-inflammatory. And then probiotics, the healthy gut, the good flora. We've got 10 trillion human cells and 100 trillion bug cells. We've got a lot going on in our bodies. And then the last is the multiple vitamin mineral, because there are a number of nutrients in there, and some people do not tolerate a combination. This is why we've chosen to put the multiples last. So that's a rundown of the book, and in honor of Autism Month, please, if you've just tuned in, stay with us. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with our guest, Jan Troop, and we'll be talking about advanced cardiovascular lipid testing, something you need to know.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. You can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on homeopathic remedies for spring, a very appropriate topic. Now, our topic today is advanced cardiovascular lipid testing. And our guest is Jan Troop, PhD, whose expertise is in the development of new analytical technology. I'll give you a little bit of background on Dr. Troop. He has more than 30 years' experience in the development of new analytical technology. He earned his PhD in chemistry from Texas A&M University and is the author of over 50 scientific publications. And he founded Molecular Structure Corporation, MSC, which was the world's first single-crystal X-ray crystallographic service company. And this is the most powerful laboratory tool to view molecules at the atomic level, and it is used for the technique of structure based on drug design. So he has the expertise, and we're going to talk about some specifics that you will need to know with regard to lipid testing. And this is relatively new information to lay people and even to many professionals. So welcome to the show, Dr. Troop.
Well, thank you very much. I'm anxious to talk about the subject.
Yes, well, good. Let's dive right in, because most people go to a physician and they get a standard lipid panel. Let's start with what that standard lipid panel is and what it actually means.
Okay. First of all, the laboratory will measure a number of cholesterol values, basically. They'll measure your total cholesterol, your LDL, well, they may or may not measure your LDL cholesterol. They'll measure your HDL cholesterol, which is your good cholesterol, and they'll measure your triglycerides. Most labs today, if you don't specifically request it, will calculate the LDL cholesterol. And that actually is the most important number, and it's subject to some error because of the calculation aspect of it.
Okay, so that is something that you can note on the test, and that most people are not looking for whether the LDL is calculated or not.
That's right. In our LPP test, that isn't the focus. The lipid panel is not the focus of the test, but we do provide a lipid panel, and we directly measure each of these parameters, mostly as a comparison to the other particle numbers that we are also going to present. If you'd like, I'd like to go into a discussion of the difference between measuring cholesterol and measuring particles and why it's relevant.
Okay, and the LPP stands for?
Lipoprotein particle profile.
Okay.
So we're talking about lipoproteins here.
Yes, and I want to tell you, I've been using this since it's been available.
Excellent.
And so I'm thrilled to see that more and more of my patients are already coming to the appointment having had the test. So I'm glad you're talking about this. Years ago when we started talking about HDL and LDL and homocysteine, these were very strange terms. And people got comfortable with it and understanding it. So I appreciate that you're going to go over each one of these and be real descriptive.
Very good. Actually, what's happened in our industry is in the early, around 2001, our National Cholesterol Education Program put out what we call ATP3, and that stands for Adult Treatment Panel 3. And those are the guidelines that we all use, that all doctors use to determine if a person's values are high or low. For example, a 200 cholesterol is over 200 high. That kind of number, that 200, came from the NSEPRIN, National Cholesterol Education Program, guidelines. At the same time they issued those guidelines, though, they talked about the fact that 50%, and this is the biggest point I can make, I suppose, 50% of heart attack victims have normal cholesterol. And they also say that we miss half, or about 50%, of all patients at risk with the standard testing. And that then they pointed out a number of new risk factors, and these new risk factors are the focus of the LPP test and why you want to run such a test.
That, you know, that I did not know that statistic. That's interesting. So we're really using, as a screening test, which is typical, a test that isn't sensitive. It's not sensitive enough.
Yeah, that's basically right. At the time, what they knew, the problem is that this testing isn't standardly available. I mean, we're one of the few companies in the world that actually run it, run a similar to ACE, a test that covers the majority of the new risk factors. Some tests measure particles. One other company measures particles. We're the only company that actually measures lipoprotein particle numbers and measures the subgroups very well and separates the subgroups. So you don't have a lot of choices out there. And so because of that, NCEP and the National Cholesterol Education Program didn't say everybody should go out and have these tests run. They just weren't commonly available. But we all recognize that if we had this data, it would be much more important and we could do a better job in cardiovascular risk assessment and treatment.
So I
would like to go through then the four different new risk factors that are measured by the LPP test, which are spelled out in the new guidelines. And then also, actually, I'd like to talk a second about why lipoproteins versus cholesterol.
Excellent. So let's cover that, the four new risk factors. What's interesting to see is it looks like the ATP3 is a little ahead of the game in that these are important risk factors, but they're not – am I understanding they're not recommending them, but they're mentioning them?
What they do is they mention each one and that it is associated with risk, and they say that in studies and outcome data that – patients with these risk factors are at higher risk of cardiovascular disease. But usually they follow that with a statement that because this test is not commonly available or expensive, we don't recommend that it's routinely offered or performed. So, you know, it's sort of a mixed signal.
Yes.
If that happened in, I think, 2001 when ATP3 came out, we've been expecting ATP4 any day, actually, for the last 2 years. We've been expecting ATP4, which would shed some new light on the testing, maybe spell out these risk factors and improve the direction that they're giving us. But also, an important thing happened a couple of years ago, and that was the realization by the American College of Cardiology and the American Diabetes Association and their consensus statement that particle numbers, lipoprotein particle numbers, were more predictive of risk than cholesterol. And I suppose at this point I should explain what a lipoprotein particle is. This is the fundamental aspect of what the testing is all about. Our body carries cholesterol, basically, in our bloodstream in a particle. And it's a spherical ball-shaped particle. There are billions of these, actually, in your body. These carry your triglycerides and your cholesterol and deliver it to the cells as an essential nutrient. The bad cholesterol, the ones that deliver too much sometimes, are the LDL particles. The good cholesterol goes along and sweeps up the excess, and that's HDL cholesterol. Now, but we say cholesterol, and actually what we mean are particles that are identified as HDL, HDL particles and LDL particles. And what we find is that in cardiovascular disease, it's these particles that go through the lining in your arteries, in your coronary arteries, for example, and go into this interstitial area, intima, we call it, and are taken up by white blood cells that have been morphed into what we call macrophage cells. These build plaque. That's what the plaque-building step is. It's the particles that are taken up and build plaque, not the cholesterol that's within the particle. And the composition of everybody's particles are a little different. You can have a little more or a little less cholesterol, a little more or a little less triglycerides, and the macrophage doesn't care. It's going to take it up and build plaque either way. But if we only measure cholesterol, then we're missing part of the story. What we really want to know is how many of these little balls there are and what their sizes are. And that's sort of the focus of this test.
Okay, can we go into, let's name the others, and then let's break them down in the next segment.
There are four, there are three classes of LDL that are more, we call it atherogenic, more likely to cause cardiovascular disease than the others. The first one is remnant lipoprotein, and we have particles that hold triglycerides that convert to LDL, and when they get stuck at an intermediate step, they're called remnants, basically of VLDL. That's one of the classes of lipoproteins. And so that one is one. The small LDL particles are the next one of the four, and those are more dangerous. And then LP little a, which is a subclass of the small LDLs, that's the third group. And then the final one is the subgroups of HDL, and we can go into how that is important.
Okay, so that we would be talking about the subgroups here. And I think this is what's confusing. I know a lot of patients, when they get the information, they're not understanding how to read it. So maybe we can help a little bit with that. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, please. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Jan Troop on the development of new lipid and cardiovascular analytical technology.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, Kevin will have a discussion on homeopathic remedies for spring. Now, today's topic has been very interesting. We're talking about advanced cardiovascular lipid testing that goes way beyond the typical cholesterol, HDL, triglyceride, and calculated LDL panel we get. And just as a reminder, our guest, Jan Troop, told us that 50% of heart attacks victims, 50% of heart attack victims have normal cholesterols, and that this standard panel that I just mentioned misses about 50% of those at risk. So what we're doing is moving toward a much more specific
panel that identifies much more clearly where the risks are. So if we could go over some of the things we just discussed on the classes and the particles. We're talking about particles of LDL and HDL. So, Jan, if you could continue that discussion.
Certainly. We have to sort of understand that there are actually three types of lipoproteins, and we just talked about what the difference between a lipoprotein particle and a cholesterol measurement. There's VLDL, which is very low-density lipoproteins. Those are the ones that hold the triglycerides predominantly, and some cholesterol. Then there's LDL, which is holds the majority of cholesterol. And then HDL, that's actually the housekeeper and cleans up the cholesterol. It has a lot of cholesterol in it as well. So we have those three different categories, as it turns out, just measuring those three numbers, and we measure actually triglycerides as a surrogate for VLDL, that first category, which is okay. It's not a bad measurement, but it's not giving you the whole story. But understanding how these different classes break up is very important. And what we found in studies is that parts of LDL, for example, are a lot worse than other parts. And the remnants, which are actually VLDL particles that are trying to go through hepatic lipase conversion into LDL particles, get stopped at an intermediate step. And that intermediate step is called remnant lipoproteins. They are very atherogenic. They're really dysfunctional LDL-type particles. And because they're dysfunctional, they can actually are taken up by macrophage cells in the plaque formation step without even being oxidized like the rest of LDL. We normally take antioxidants or have a good level of antioxidants in our systems to prevent that oxidation step. Typically, plaque formation is only from LDL particles that have been oxidized, but our ROPs don't even have to be oxidized, so they're very atherogenic. So that's one class that's quite important. Then we have the large LDL particles, which most everybody has some of. I mean, that's those are actually, if you're going to say better LDLs, those are the better LDLs. And the good thing about large LDLs is that the treatment strategies are wide. We can treat them with statins, niacin, absorption inhibitors, biosequestrants. We have a whole arsenal. All of our drugs basically work, for the most part, on except maybe omega-3s, work on the large LDLs. Now, if we want to treat remnant lipoprotein, that first category that I said was atherogenic, our treatment strategies are less. Niacin is somewhat effective, statins are somewhat, but probably a lot better strategy would be an omega-3 because that's very effective at reducing the triglycerides. And if we don't have triglycerides and we don't have VLDL, we don't have remnants as a result of it. And there's a study that shows that the ROP is really just reduced by the DHA of the omega-3, not so much by the EPA or at all by the EPA. So we want an omega-3 that's high in DHA, for example, to treat remnant lipoproteins. So now we go then to the LDL, the main LDL particles. And actually, I'm looking right now at a graph of our report. When you get the LPP report, you see a graph that plots the VLDL, LDL, and HDL out. So you can see each of these graphically, each of these segments, as well as numerically. So it's actually, and for me, it's easier to look at the graph and tell what the problem is than it is to look at the numbers even. So I'm looking at a graph right now, and I see, okay, I see the large LDL for a particular patient. And then I see the small LDLs, and they're actually higher density. The LPP process separates lipoprotein particles by density, and we use ultracentrifugation to do that. As I mentioned earlier, we're the only ones that measure particle numbers and do a detailed separation of the lipoproteins. So having this separation of the small LDLs from the large and understanding exactly how many there are is very important. Now, these small LDL particles are dangerous for about three different reasons. One is they penetrate these little pores in your arteries and get into that arterial intima we talked about much more rapidly than the larger LDL particles. Also, they're more easily oxidized, which I just referred to, than the large LDL particles. And thirdly, they're not recognized by LDL receptors on cells as well as large particles, so they stay in circulation longer. So when we have them, we have a lot more chances for building atherosclerotic plaque than with the larger LDLs. Now, we really don't want a large number of any of these LDL particles, but the smaller ones are worse than the large ones. And so, I guess I should talk then about the treatment for small LDLs. Mostly, statin drugs are not extremely effective, for example, on small LDL particles. They'll reduce LDL, what we call LDL-3, which is the largest of the small ones, a little bit. It will not affect LDL-4, which are the smaller of the small LDLs. Those particles, but the only good treatment for that is niacin. And there is a special class of those smaller LDL or of the small type of LDL particles, and it's called lipoprotein little a or apolipoprotein little a. We call it just LP little a, and it's actually a measured parameter. It's not in our lipid profile per se. It's not in the particle separation, but it's a separate assay that we run to get that value. But you can often see it in the profile when it's high, and it's a class of that smaller LDL group. So it's atherogenic because of this small size. It's easily oxidized. It's been referred to as the widowmaker. It's an extremely atherogenic particle. And also, since it's a genetically controlled particle, you can't change it with diet, exercise, or statin drugs, for example. Niacin will reduce it a little bit, about 25% maximum. It has about 40 genetic variants that we've identified so far. And so you inherit maybe one of these genetic variants. If it's high, if you inherit the proper type or the improper type, I guess, of this genetic variant, it's very prothrombotic, meaning it'll form clots. Your body typically, when you have a clot formation, will release plasminogen, which releases plasmin, which dissolves the clot if it's not needed to keep you from bleeding to death, for example. Well, LP little a looks just like plasminogen to the clot. So it goes up and it binds the clot, but it doesn't have the dissolving function. So it just blocks plasminogen attack, and so the clot continues to grow. So this little guy is very dangerous because it's a small LDL, penetrates the endothelial lining very rapidly, or fairly rapidly, and mimics plasminogen and stops clots from being dissolved. So we have a really major atherogenic particle in LP little a. And it's clearly measured in our test, and like I said, sometimes you can actually even see the peak in the profile if it's high enough. Then as we move across the profile, we come to the HDL region. Now, since we're separating lipoproteins by density, that has a one-to-one relationship with size. So as we go across the profile, VLDLs, very low density or very large particles on the far left, LDL intermediate size, and then HDL are the small particles. But those are the good guys. Those are the ones that go and sweep up excess cholesterol. At the far right of our profile are the smallest HDL particles, and that's how your liver makes the HDL particle. As it picks up cholesterol and does its job, the particle becomes larger and larger, and in the end, it becomes what we call HDL-2B, which is the largest subgroup of HDL. And so we report a value for that. Now, typically what you want is a value that's about 25% of the total, showing that the HDL is functional and it's doing its job. And so knowing what that value is will tell you is I may have a low HDL, but if it's got a large amount of 2B, then it's actually doing its job. One thing I wanted to mention back on the LDL was that your typical person has about 25 to 30% small LDL in that category. And when a person has like 40 to 50 or higher percent small LDL, that's, again, what we used to call a type B profile, but now we just report the amount of those small LDL particles. So that's sort of a rundown of the total sequence.
This is excellent. And I know that it's probably a lot for people to remember, but I think the point here is that we're way beyond cholesterol and bad cholesterol, LDL, and good cholesterol, HDL. We're really looking at the quality, the particle sizes themselves, to get a much clearer idea. And I like this description that the small HDLs get larger as they pick up cholesterol to sweep it away. And so when you can measure that, you know if your HDL is functioning well or not. So we've covered a lot in this segment, and when we get to the final segment, we'll talk a little bit more about these and also some of the strategies that people can use for these conditions. So if you've tuned in with us, we are the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right after this break with more information on lipoprotein particles and cardiovascular risk.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the show. We've been having an interesting discussion with Dr. Jan Troop, whose expertise is in the development of new analytical technology. But we've been talking about going beyond the standard cholesterol, LDL, HDL triglyceride panel, and we've been talking about particles, particle sizes, what is I call good and bad LDL, good and bad HDL, which I'm being too simplistic on because we went into some elegant detail. So let's keep that conversation moving forward, Dr. Troop.
Okay. I guess to wrap up the end of the last segment, we were talking about HDL. how it picks up cholesterol out of the cells and returns it to the liver and becomes larger. And when it becomes larger, that's a healthy thing. We want to see a certain portion of our HDL do that. So that's important. Patients that have low HDL, we can treat them with niacin to raise HDL. That's one of the therapies to actually improve HDL-2B, which is the part that makes it more functional. Exercise is one of the main therapies. Ironically, that we've been telling everybody diet and exercise does help, and you see it in the profile. So I guess I want to back up now just a second and talk about the fact that when I say HDL, when I say LDL or VLDL, I'm talking about particle numbers, not cholesterol. It's the particles that cause cardiovascular disease, and these little balls that we call lipoprotein particles, their size is important. As we separate them, we can see the different sizes. And we measure in the LPP test, we measure the particles themselves. And up until now, about our best handle for particle numbers was ApoB, because there's one ApoB molecule on every non-HDL particle. Let's think about that. So all of the bad stuff, the VLDL and the LDL, all those guys have one ApoB particle molecule on them. And so by measuring ApoB, we have a number that represents all the bad stuff. That's not very specific because I've been talking about all the different subfractions that are important here. But when you know the exact number of particles of small LDL or remnant lipoprotein or HDL-2B, you have a much more specific answer than knowing cholesterol. Cholesterol is really just a bad surrogate marker for what particle numbers are. Okay, all that being said, I wanted to talk a little bit, if it's okay, about the treatment of triglycerides and metabolic syndrome. We were going to discuss that very briefly. Typically, your metabolic syndrome profile has high triglycerides, and if it goes over a certain number, I think the NSAID number is 150. If it goes over that, that's considered high, and has low HDL. And also, in the new guidelines, the NSAID guidelines, talk about the fact that it also has a dense profile or small LDL profile. Those are three lipid characteristics that we can measure in the LPP test. The physical characteristics that go with it, if you have two of those guys and one of the physical characteristics, and the physical characteristics are obesity, hypertension or high blood pressure, and high glucose. So if any of those guys are out, then that plus the lipid factors is a diagnosis of metabolic syndrome. About 25% of our population has metabolic syndrome. And what does that mean? Well, it raises your cardiovascular risk. So all of our reference values get reset to the next higher level, saying that we're going from high risk or from moderate risk to high risk for a patient if they have metabolic syndrome. Also, we look for something called insulin resistance. And we measure insulin in the LPP test, and that insulin value, if you have insulin resistance, it means your body's producing a lot of insulin and it isn't really being very effective. It's keeping a lot in circulation. That's very atherogenic. It's very inflammatory. And so that's a bad situation, and insulin resistance leads to diabetes. So we want to stop that process. Interestingly, I mean, we have, okay, high triglycerides, we have high VLDL, we have low HDL, and we have small LDL. Those are the three lipid characteristics, but they're all controlled for the most part by the triglyceride function and the VLDL particles. As VLDL increases and the triglycerides increase, it changes the composition of your particles, your LDL particles. They become more loaded with triglycerides, less cholesterol. The same thing happens with HDL. When that happens to LDL or HDL, hepatic lipases come along, kick out some of the triglycerides, the particles shrink, and that's how we get the small LDLs and how we get a non-functional HDL. When HDL shrinks, it loses its controlling protein called ApoA1, and it gets eliminated in your urine, and then the HDL drops further. So what's the solution? Well, it's actually to reduce the triglycerides. So if we get the triglycerides down, we stop all these other things going on. One of our main ways of attacking triglycerides is omega-3 fatty acids, and we talked about that a little bit. Omega-3s it's important to have one that's in a good form, a bioavailable form. I'm just going to talk very briefly on this because I know we don't have a lot of time. You want one that's in the triglyceride form, not the ethyl ester form, if possible, because it takes twice as much of the ethyl ester to do the same thing. And you want a high DHA one, especially for the remnants. And DHA usually reduces triglycerides in studies about twice as effectively as the EPA part of it. So triglyceride form of an omega-3 in that form, that will do one thing that I just want to make a connection to and sort of jump off here. DHA in general will reduce your risk of sudden cardiac death by 90%. It'll give you concussion protection. There's so many things. It reduces inflammation. It's an amazing. It's sort of the miracle drug of the next century. So, it's an amazing thing. But one area of testing that we do at SpectraCell is the testing for telomere length. And I'm not going to get into this in detail. But the people that know about telomeres, it has to do with how we our cells are aging. And one thing that has been determined is that having a high level of omega-3s, and specifically DHA, will keep your telomeres from shortening much more rapidly than normal. In fact, in the study that was done with an omega-3 index of 8, which is a high level of omega-3s or a fairly good level, patients only aged about 2 years in 5 in their telomere age. Length 2% change, where without that, they had about an 8% change in their telomere length over 5 years. So things like that are very important. So I think that's probably a subject for another discussion. One last thing I wanted to mention, I think, about the LPP test is that we can see in this profile things that we can't see in the numbers. And there was a study done with Johns Hopkins University and Texas A&M. This technology started at Texas A&M, and I commercialized it then. But the technology was looking at baby cord blood for low birth weight babies, and they saw a peak in the profile. And this peak has been identified as a special class of HDL called APOC1 enriched HDL. A couple percent of our population has that, and it's very atherogenic. You can see it in the profile. It's harder to pick out of the numbers, but looking at the graph, you can spot it. And I've been able to identify that in a number of patients that thought they were at no risk and found out they were at very high risk.
Well, I hate to end this, but this is so good, and we will have you back, Dr. Troop, if you will join us. And
sure.
We thank you for being here. This is fascinating.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you for joining us. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM and remind you that I will be participating in an author's discussion with Pam Compart at Barnes & Noble on Rockville Pike, 12089 Rockville Pike, this coming Thursday, April 18th at 7:30. So that's Barnes & Noble on Rockville Pike, Thursday, April 18th, and we'll be discussing our book, The ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. Now, you can access this show or any show through myvillagegreen.com. And I just want to remind you, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.